Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samach Zayin, Gittin 67b, pagination is 134, starting about a third of the way down at the beginning of the new perek. Misha Ochso Kurdaikus, a person who was grabbed by Kordaikus. Rashi says, Shem Shido, it's the name of a shade, which we mentioned from the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, are some sort of creation that is not human, but is not angelic either. And these shadim can come in different forms. And we would probably simply refer to it as an evil spirit. In practical terms, we would refer to this case as a form of mental illness. So, Ochso Kurdaikus, he's afflicted with this mental illness. Va'omar, and he said, Kisvu get le'ishti, write a get for my wife. Lo omar klum, it's as if he said nothing. We don't accept it because he's not in sound body and mind to give such a directive. Omar, if he said, Kisvu get le ishti, write a get for my wife, va'ochso kurdaikus, and then afterwards he was afflicted by mental illness, v'choza va'omar lo tichtevenu, and in his state of mental illness he said, don't write the get. Ein devarav ha'acharonim klum, his retraction on the directive to write is not considered a retraction because he did that during a period of mental illness. Now, in Halacha, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph in Evan Ezer, the Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Ein Kosvin Osa Ba'oda Becholyo, you can't write it while he's still sick, because to act on his behalf, he has to have been able to do it, and the ksiva and the nesina, writing the get, which you're doing on his behalf, and giving the get, which you're doing on his behalf, has to be done when he is in a position where he could have done it. The chiddush of this Mishnah, as the Rama describes, is avala'acha shenisrapa kosvin. But if he gets better, then you will be able to write the get and give the get, even though he retracted during his illness. That's what the Mishnah is telling you, that retraction does not have validity. Continuing in the Mishnah with a new case. Nishtatek, if a person became silent. And the Mefarshim described that this is not a person who's been sick and now he doesn't have the strength to talk. That's not what we're so worried about. In that case, of course, we would verify that he's expressing himself properly, but not as carefully as our Mishnah will describe with three checks that he's saying yeses to yeses and noes to noes. That's because it was nishtatek mitoch buryo. He became silent suddenly out of what otherwise was a healthy existence. So we don't attribute this silence to simply his weakening, and we just want to do a quick verification that he's still with it. We really have a fear about this person who went from healthy to nishtatek, silence, so quickly that he might be afflicted by mental illness. V'amru lo lichtov get le'ishtecha v'hirkin b'rosho. And we tell him, we ask him, do you want us to write a get for your wife? And he nods his head appropriately in the affirmative. So as we're describing this nishtatek, we're afraid that it's mental illness. Botkim oso shlosha pa'amim, we check him three times. Im amar al lav lav al hein hein, if he affirms these types of questions correctly, on things that he should be answering no, he answers no. On things that he should be answering yes, he answers yes. Hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu, then indeed we would write it. But it needs these three times of verification because we're really worried about mental illness. And hirkin birosho, for a person who can't talk, nodding with his head is going to be an acceptable form of communication. Now, the Gemara further on, it's Ayin Amud Beis 70b, is going to wonder what kind of questions we should be asking him. And the Gemara describes that if you would ask him things like if he's cold, if he wants an extra coat, and because it's the rainy season or the summer season, he's supposed to answer appropriately, that doesn't really prove anything, because lechash dilma kura achte, maybe he happens to be cold. He's a sick person. It could be that he's cold, and even though it's the summer, but he's cold, and therefore he's asking for more blankets. Inami chama achte, or it could be he's afflicted by some heat, by some fever, and he wants less clothing. That doesn't really mean that he's answering his awareness that it's the summer or the winter. The Gemara answers Ella Bapiri. You ask him if he wants certain types of fruits, which are totally ludicrous for the current season, and if he's with it, he would know that. Obviously, in our time, as we discussed by the laws of Shehechiyanu, many fruits are available all year, and like we said in the laws of Shehechiyanu, it's hard to make a Shehechiyanu on them. And likewise, you don't know for sure that the person is in tune with the seasons necessarily to really be answering properly. Tosfos' wording is, Sheshoelim lo, you ask him, Imrotza sheyilketu lo mina ilon, if he wants you to pick it from the tree. And many people living in urban settings might not even have a clue as to when fruit are picked, etc. I don't mean to be extreme, but it could be that the person in front of us who we're trying to verify if he's with it or not might not really be verified based on these questions in our culture. What we do see, though, regardless, is that there's a certain degree of thought process that's expected. They weren't simply asking him his name. They weren't simply asking him something that might be in the deep recesses of his mind on a level of brain function that's just there, even if he's losing it. We want something that denotes a degree of brain processing so that he's indeed verifying that he's giving and authorizing this get, mei ratzon, from his own free will. Now, the way we verify is with hirkin berosho. He nods with his head. The Mefarshim wonder regarding this hirkin berosho, how powerful is nodding with one's head? And they're troubled that in Simen Kuf Chaf, if, hey, there's an opinion in the Mechaber that Ksav Yado, his authorization through the written word, would not be acceptable. The first opinion says it's not acceptable, Bein Shenishtatek, even in a case where he can't talk, V'yesh Machshirim, indeed, there's an opinion that allows it, but this first opinion says that the written word is not sufficient and nevertheless is acknowledging that hirkin berosho, nodding, is sufficient. And the Mefarshim explain, based on the Yerushalmi, I believe, that hirkin berosho is an active expression. He's talking to you, but not with words. As opposed to ksav yado, it's acting more like an IOU. it's very nice verification, but he's never communicated, according to the first opinion, that does not allow it. It would be interesting to know, even according to this first opinion, that does not allow Ksav Yado, his written word, what would happen if he would write it in front of you? Such that you're not suggesting that we write the get because we have verification that he has agreed because of the written word. On the contrary, you're suggesting that we write the get because you're watching him as he writes the words, in which case, perhaps, the movement of his hand should be the same thing, like Hirkin Rosho, the nodding of his head. For example, what would happen if we accept Hirkin Rosho as we do, nodding of the head, but instead this particular person answers his questions on yeses he gives a thumbs up, on no's he gives a thumbs down? Wouldn't that also be an expression of self in real time? And therefore, we would consider this question: how far can we take Hirkin Rosho as an expression of the will which he's trying to express? Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.